City Council meeting of Monday, December 4th. We are excusing the mayor, who is out of town. We will begin this evening with an invocation by Dr. Brad Bryant of Gold Canyon United Methodist Church, and then we have no scouts here tonight, so Randy Nation, who attends as many council meetings as just about anybody on the planet, has agreed to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. So if you would please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the pledge.
An ancient Christian custom was to bless the life and work of a particular area. Celtic Christians carried on this ancient custom by circling places as a form of prayer and blessing. This is called the calm. Tonight we will symbolically circle this council chamber, blessing the council members, the city staff, and all who attend to the business of the city. After each stanza of this prayer, please join me in saying, "Circle this place, O God. Keep evil out, keep good within. Circle this place, O God. Keep fear without, keep joy within. Circle this place, O God. Keep complaining without, keep peace within. Circle this place, O God. Keep greed within, keep care within. Keep greed without and keep care within. Circle this place, O God. Keep addiction out, keep faith within. Circle this place, O God. Keep despair without, keep hope within. Circle this place, O God. Keep deceit without, keep beauty within. Circle this place, O God. Keep prejudice out, keep respect within. Circle this place, O God. Keep injustice out, keep truth within. Circle this place, O God. And keep disease without, keep wholeness within. Circle this place, O God. Heavenly Father, we pray your blessings upon this council and its deliberations. During this season, when many religions celebrate lighting candles and lighting light rather than cursing the darkness, we pray for enlightenment, we pray for truth, we pray for justice, we pray for peace. Be a blessing to this council in its deliberations this evening. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Dr. Bryant, and thank you, Mr. Nation. We really appreciate your assistance on that. It's now time for the mayor's welcome. This is on videotape, so if you watch the screen, you can see what's cooking. Thank you. If you came to speak on an item tonight, the blue cards at the back of the room are the important part that you need to remember. If you'd get one now and fill it out and turn it in up here to the city clerk so that we can offer you the opportunity to speak when your item comes up. We're going to have a presentation, so that gives you a second here to get those filled out and get them up to her. Our next item is going to be a presentation of a grant from the Gila River Indian community. And from representing the Gila River Indian community tonight, we have Greg Mendoza from Governor Rhodes' office and Cheryl Pablo of the Office of Special Funding. What I'd like to do, if I could, is I'd like to invite Councilmember Summers, who is from District 6, where A.T. Steele University is located, to join you down on the floor, and I'll be down there in a minute as well. We have from A.T. Steele University, Dr. Ted Wendell, who is the Associate Provost, and I will come down and join you as well. There are two presentations. One is to A.T. Steele, and the other one is to the City of Mesa. Councilmember Summers.
Vice Mayor and members of the council, I apologize, Greg Mendoza wasn't able to make it today. I'm sure he probably got stuck back at the governor's office. I'm Cheryl Pablo, and I'm with the Gila River Office of Special Funding. I am the program administrator there. The grants that we're presenting tonight come from the Gila River State Shared Gaming Revenues. As Vice Mayor Walters had stated that we have two grant awards this evening. The first is for the City of Mesa Home Weatherization Project. This is a project that will benefit Mesa residents through energy-saving home upgrades along with educational campaigns on using energy wisely. And the second is to A.T. Steele University for their Bridging the Gap program. This program will assist American Indian students who enroll in their health professions educational programs. So on behalf of Gila River Indian Community, I present the City of Mesa for the home weatherization project, a check in the amount of $150,000.
Thank you. Are we doing a picture here? Here, let's put this one down for a minute. Let's do a picture. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
And the second check is to A.T. Steele University, or it's to the City of Mesa for the A.T. Steele University Bridging the Gap program in the amount of $300,000.
Thank you, Scott. Can you take a second?
What's that?
Can you take a second?
Sure.
We're going to ask the A.T. Steele representative to speak for a moment, if you wouldn't mind. Thank you.
My name is Ted Rendell, and I'm the Associate Provost for A.T. Steele University. I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you very much to the Gila River Indian community, as well as the City Council. There were a number of people who worked very hard with us to create a partnership, and this partnership is really important to our institution, to this community. It gives us a chance to continue to develop our Native American, our Indian American programs, and it means a lot to us and our community. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Wendell. We want to thank the Gila River Indian community for funding these important projects. If you would convey our thanks back to the governor and to the rest of the council, we really, really appreciate it. You're making a difference for people here in the community. Thank you. Our next item is the consent agenda. Kim West will read that. If you hear something read into the consent agenda that you came to speak on tonight that you don't want to have passed, because when she gets done, the council's going to vote on it with one vote, you need to make sure you got your card into the city clerk. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Vice Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There'll be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes from previous meetings as written. Item 3A has been continued to this December 18th City Council meeting. Item 3B has been continued to the December 18th City Council meeting. Item 7A, take action on new bar license for Papillons 2, 525 South Gilbert Road. Item 7B, take action on location transfer liquor store license for CVS Pharmacy, 2809 South Sossaman Road. Item 7C, take action on location transfer liquor store license for CVS Pharmacy, 6015 East Brown Road. Item 7D, take action on location transfer liquor store license for CVS Pharmacy, 1212 South Greenfield Road. Item 7E, take action on location transfer liquor store license for CVS Pharmacy, 360 North Val Vista Drive. Item 7F, take action on person-to-person location transfer liquor store license for Walmart, 240 West Baseline Road. Item 7G, take action on person-to-person location transfer liquor store license for Walmart, 1606 South Signal Butte. Item 7H, take action on new beer and wine store license for Country Club 76 LLC, 2816 South Country Club Drive. Item 8A, take action on contract for two tactical ballistic shielding systems, $75,936.98. Item 8B, take action on contract for 17 replacement ballistic vests, $33,795.30. Item 8C, take action on contract for three handheld thermal imaging cameras and one transmitter, $29,898.73. Item 8D, take action on contract for 87 programmable logic controllers, $73,953.86. Item 8E, take action on contract for replacement carpeting for Mesa Convention Center, $200,849.42. Item 8F has been deleted. Item 9H, introduce ordinance for December 18th, annexation case A06-19, annexing northwest corner of northwest corner of Ellsworth Road and Southern Avenue. Item 9B, introduce ordinance for December 18th, amend Mesa City Code pertaining to fee structure. Item 9C, introduce ordinance for December 18th, zoning case Z06-78, 2300 North Harris Drive and 1600 East Hermosa Vista for a subdivision. Item 9E, introduce ordinance for December 18th, zoning case Z06-84, 2500 East Lehigh Road for a master plan community. Item 9F, introduce ordinance for December 18th, zoning case Z06-89, 4400 South Mountain Road for commercial development. Item 9H, introduce ordinance for December 18th, zoning case Z06-91, 2000 West Broadway Road to modify an existing business park. Item 9I, introduce ordinance for December 18th, zoning case Z06-92, 5500 East Inverness Avenue to expand an existing UPS facility. Item 9J, introduce ordinance for December 18th, zoning case Z06-93, 8924 East Germain Road to amend conditions of approval. Item 9K, introduce ordinance for December 18th, zoning case Z06-86, 8400 East McKelps Road for Stonebridge Mountain DMP. Item 10B, take action on resolution to extinguish all easements for Villages at Country Club. Item 10C, take action on resolution vacating all rights of way for Villages at Country Club. Item 10D, take action on resolution granting a power distribution easement to SRP at South Signal Butte Road. Item 10E, take action on resolution to increase the City of Mesa's low-income home energy assistance program. Item 10G, take action on resolution to authorize insurance, issuance, and sale of utility systems, revenue refunding bonds. Item 11A, take action on ordinance amending the Mesa City Code pertaining to 2006 building and technical codes. Item 11B, take action on ordinance amending Mesa City Code pertaining to International Building Code 2006. Item 11C, take action on ordinance amending Mesa City Code pertaining to International Residential Code 2006. Item 11D, take action on ordinance amending Mesa City Code pertaining to National Electrical Code 2005. Item 11E, take action on ordinance amending Mesa City Code pertaining to International Plumbing Code 2006. Item 11F, take action on ordinance amending Mesa City Code pertaining to International Mechanical Code 2006. Item 11G, take action on ordinance amending Mesa City Code pertaining to the International Fuel Gas Code 2006. Item 11H, take action on ordinance amending Mesa City Code pertaining to the International Building Code 2006. Item 11I, take action on ordinance annexation case A06-01, annex land on Sossaman north of McKellips. Item 11J, take action on ordinance annexation case A06-17, annex land on east side of Lehigh south of Thomas. Item 11K, take action on ordinance zoning case Z06-72, 2700 East Lehigh Road for a rezone. Item 11L, take action on ordinance zoning case Z06-87, 3010 East Main Street for the continued operation of a car dealership. Item 11M, take action on ordinance zoning case Z06-88, south and east of Power and Elliott for office warehouse development. Item 12A, take action on subdivision plat Williams Gateway Self-Storage, 8700 East Pecos Road. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you. Are there any items that we've had requested to be removed that were just read in?
Vice Mayor, I don't have any requests to remove any consent agenda items as read.
Right. Are there any members of the council who wish to remove an item that was read into the consent agenda? Okay, I have a motion for approval of the consent agenda by Council Member Jones. I need a second. Second by Council Member Whalen. Is there any council discussion on this? All right, seeing none, would you please vote? Motion carries with six ayes and the mayor absent. The next item will be item 4A on page 3, which is a public hearing for a general plan amendment. This is general plan minor amendment 0602TC. This is generally located between Grand and Drew Street on the north side of University. It's a request for a general plan amendment land use designation from single family residential to single family residential with office overlay. Are there any requests to speak on this amendment?
I have none, Vice Mayor.
Okay, is there anybody on the council who wanted to talk on this? All right, seeing none, we'll declare the public hearing closed, and we'll move on to item 4B, which is taking action on the resolution related to this general plan minor amendment. Once again, that is generally located between Grand and Drew Street on the north side of University, and the request is for approval of this. Is there any, I have a motion for approval by Councilmember Griswold, seconded by Councilmember Whalen. Is there any council discussion on this item? All right, would you please vote? The motion carries with 6 ayes and the mayor absent. We'll move on to item 5, which is on page 3, which is to conduct a public hearing on the continuation of the Mesa Town Center Improvement District number 228. Councilmember Whalen.
Vice Mayor, I'll be declaring a conflict of interest on this public hearing. I own a security business that has customers in the town center, and upon the advice of the city attorney, I won't be voting, I won't be discussing this issue.
Thank you. Did I have any request to speak on this item?
I have none, Vice Mayor.
All right, did the council, anybody here wanted to talk during the public hearing portion of it? All right, then we'll declare the public hearing closed. And that item does not come up for action until item 10A. I'm sorry, 10F. All right, moving on to item 6, which is to conduct a public hearing concerning a request from Eagle West Communications to renew its license to provide cable service in the city of Mesa. Are there any requests to speak on this item?
None, Vice Mayor.
Are there any requests by the council to speak on this item? All right, seeing none, I'll declare the public hearing on this closed, and that item will come up for action on item 10A. Okay, let's move over to page 7, item 9D, Councilmember Jones.
Because of work I'm doing for a party that's involved in this, I will declare a conflict of interest.
All right, item 9D is the 1,000 to 1,100 block of South Higley Road East Side, located north of Southern Avenue on the east side of Higley Road, rezoned from R17 Conceptual C2 to R2BIZ and site plan review. And this is the introduction of the ordinance and the public setting the public hearing date for December 18th. Were there any requests to speak on this item?
None, Vice Mayor.
All right, I have a motion for approval of the introduction of this ordinance, and a second, approval from Councilmember Whalen, second by Councilmember Summers. Is there any council discussion on this item? All right, would you please vote? The motion carries with 5 ayes, the mayor absent, and Councilmember Jones abstaining because of a potential conflict of interest. We'll move on to item 9G, Councilmember Whalen.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. This is a zoning case in which Alta Mesa Country Club was one of the parties. Alta Mesa is a customer of my security business, therefore I'll be declaring a conflict of interest.
Thank you. Once again, this is the introduction of the item, setting December 18th as the hearing date, and the item is 1,400 to 1,500 blocks of North Alta Mesa Drive, rezoning from R4 DMP and a portion of the C2 DMP to R2 PAD DMP and site plan modification. This request will allow for the development of a residential townhome subdivision and modify the site plan for an existing clubhouse. Are there any requests to speak on this item?
None, Vice Mayor.
All right, once again, this is the introduction of the ordinance, and I have Councilmember Griswold motion for approval, seconded by Councilmember Jones. Is there any council discussion? All right, seeing none, would you please vote? The motion carries with 5 ayes, the mayor absent, and Councilmember Whalen abstaining because of potential conflict of interest. We'll move on to item 10A, which is on page 10. And this is acting on the Eagle West Communications request for renewal of their license. We had the public hearing just a second ago, and this is approving and authorizing the city manager to execute the City of Mesa Arizona non-exclusive 2006 cable television renewal license with Eagle West Communications. This is a cable television provider that has about 100 customers in the far eastern part of our community. Are there any requests to speak on this item?
None, Vice Mayor.
All right, I have a motion for approval by Councilmember Whalen, seconded by Councilmember Griswold. Is there any council discussion? All right, would you please vote? The motion carries with 6 ayes and the mayor absent. We need to move on to item 10F. Councilmember Whalen.
Vice Mayor, I'll be declaring a conflict on item 10F for the same reason I did on item 5.
All right, item 10F is approving the continuation of the Mesa Town Center Improvement District Number 228 for an additional 5 years. Are there any requests to speak on this item?
No speakers.
All right, I have a motion for approval from Councilmember Griswold, and I have a second from Councilmember Summers. Is there any council discussion on this item? All right, seeing none, would you please vote? The motion carries with 4 ayes, Councilmember Whalen abstaining, Councilmember Rawls voting nay, and the mayor absent. All right, if you go on then to page 13, item 13, items from citizens present. Are there any requests to speak tonight?
There are none, Vice Mayor.
Okay, then I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
All right, we are adjourned. Thank you.